As our beloved Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we offer him all the love and gratitude and unconditional obedience for eternity that we know how to give. And may the fullness of our own life streams draw forth from the great central sun all he requires to move swiftly into outer conditions and compel the purification by which his freedom takes dominion on the earth for eternity. Beloved children of my heart, it is with great joy that we come again to visit with you for a short time, and I trust leave with you that which will continue our joy in your use of these greater powers of life's perfection. I plead with you to arouse yourselves from the conditions of the outer world and, turning back to your blessed I Am presence, demand that the victory of its perfection surge through you and control everything in outer activity. And I want to sound a warning tonight. Do not allow the outer world to consume you. Do you know what I mean? I say to you, you must take your freedom if you're going to have it, for the world will never give it to you. I'm speaking of the human creation, of the outer world, which day by day makes you think that everything is more important than releasing the perfection of your presence into yourselves to hold the outer world in its right place. If you allow it to absorb you, that is your responsibility. If you allow your mighty I Am presence to have clear flow through you, you will find your freedom manifest, regardless of how that freedom comes into outer action. You must take your freedom if you're going to have it in this world, in the unascended state. Because I assure you, the outer world will continue to make demands upon you until it has absorbed you and incapacitated you to allow the full perfection of your presence to come into the outer self and reveal your mastery. Now it seems to me you have served the outer world centuries enough. And in the great mercy of life that has closed the door of memory to your repeated bowing to the outer world's demands, you enter now into the opportunity to gain your freedom while there is yet time, and in the freedom which I have offered to life, to the mankind of this world, there is not one thing in the freedom we offer that is of distress. The outer world cannot give you that, no matter how much you give to the outer world. The outer world should be kept in its right place as a channel of action into which you, by your love to your mighty I Am presence, draw forth its greater powers of mastery and produce perfection in the outer world, of which you are still master, instead of allowing the outer world's creations to dominate you and make you believe that you must bow to the demands of the outer world in order to exist. So, precious hearts, I am endeavoring to set you free. I want you free, and I hope you want to be free as much as I have loved you through the centuries. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, when you meet conditions of the outer world that demand your attention incessantly, periodically, I hope you will do this, and I mean several times a day. When you begin to feel the pull of the outer world until it makes you weary, if you will go by yourself for just 1.5 minute and turn back to your mighty I Am presence, and placing your head within its heart and reaching up and putting your arms around that blessed I Am presence, demand that it enfold you, and that its hand sweeps into the outer world condition and forces it to give you your freedom. Now you will find in your love to your presence, as you ask the release of its power into your affairs and outer world conditions, to turn every demand of the outer world into a miracle and victory of freedom for you, you leave the door open for the transmutation to take place. Your mighty I Am presence accomplishes through the use of the violet consuming flame to dissolve the wrong conditions in the outer world's demands that tie you to discord. So from tonight, if you would like my freedom, you may have my freedom. Thank you, precious ones. And when problems surge upon you and crowd in to absorb you, if you will just go by yourself for just 1 minute, perhaps, and sending your love back to your presence and resting within its arms, you demand its cosmic power charge into a condition and force that condition to give you your freedom. Then that freedom will manifest in whatever way will bring harmony to you, and also harmony to the people or the things in the condition. For when your beloved I Am presence charges its almighty power into a condition with the command that it compels that condition to give you your eternal freedom, then you will find the condition adjusting to the place where it serves you instead of demanding from you your life, I am fighting for your life. Do you realize that? Thank you, precious ones. Now the outer world will take everything from you. It will absorb your life. It will use your energy. It will hold your attention until it has depleted you. But not so with your mighty I Am presence. When you come back to live in the love of its heart and demand that its almighty authority and power force every condition to yield you your invincible freedom from discord, then so shall those outer world activities manifest to you. You have to command it. You have to see its action. You have to hold the picture. And you have to love your presence. And oh, if mankind would only realize what would come into their outer experiences by enough love to that mighty I Am presence, if they would only realize that, the world could be transmuted almost overnight. I know whereof I speak, my beloved ones, for I have poured my love to the world. And when I gave my love to the world, and I demanded the freedom of the world, I had mine first. And so will it be with you. If you come back and love that presence and rest within its arms, demanding that its invincible authority and power of victory force every condition to yield you eternal freedom, then you will find your problems and limitations drop away one by one, almost in a breath. And you will feel such release and such relief because the miracles for which you have called will become the natural condition of your world. Do you remember the decree I gave you in the I Am Discourses? God, the mighty I Am presence, is governing with invincible power? Well, so will that act for you. But what I'm stressing today is that as you turn back to your presence and love it, resting within its arms, you demand its invincible authority and power of victory force every condition to yield you your eternal freedom. Then the transmutation goes on, beloved ones. And no matter what the appearance, stand true to your I Am presence and love it first. And you will find it has many powers that will surge into outer conditions and transmute them into activities that have never manifested in your world before. And those activities will bring you freedom. After all, your freedom, my dear ones, depends on love. And that love is to your I Am presence first. And as you give it your love and rest within its love, Then, as you make your demand for the conditions of the outer world to be reordered, your presence is the sacred fire of that eternal love that moves in and compels everything to change into the freedom of the victory which that love produces. This is the only eternal way to be free from problems and limitations. We have offered this truth to mankind through the centuries, but we cannot love the world for you, and we cannot love your mighty I Am presence for you. That is your responsibility to it, because it loved you first into outer manifestation. The love of your presence acted first to provide the condition into which it gave you the flame of itself that you might come into being. And since your mighty I Am presence loved you first, the law of life is that you love your mighty I Am presence first. And then you can have all its authority and power in all outer physical conditions by the use of the sacred fire that does transmute everything in existence into greater and greater freedom and greater perfection that forever glorifies the source of creation, the great central sun. So in turning your attention back to your presence and resting within its love as you give it your love, you will find it will fill the universe around you with the sacred fire of its love, which is freedom to life. And it will not only free you from distress, but it will free your affairs from that discord also. And then, as your world expands that sacred fire, will you find wherever it goes, by conscious direction, it too brings freedom to life wherever you consciously send it forth. So, beloved ones, if you want freedom, then the sacred fire from your mighty I Am presence must flow in to everything that seems to be a limitation to you this hour. And if that limitation be of the body, then if you will come back to your presence and give it your love and rest within its love of its heart, demanding that its full authority and power of its own love coming into you commands and compels freedom in you, so will its life manifest in you and to you the freedom for which you call. Freedom cannot come from anywhere else but God, the mighty I Am presence, with which we, the ascended host, are one. Freedom does not come in this world from human beings, nor human creation, nor human ideas. Freedom cannot come to the nation, nor to the world, until individuals Understand this mighty I Am presence, which I have brought forth for the freedom of the world. And when mankind pour their love to that mighty I Am presence and rest within its love, demanding that its sacred fire of that love free the world or the nation or the individual, so will those manifestations come into outer action and enfold mankind in the raising of that sacred fire which compels perfection manifest. And so I just give you this thought today, that you may begin and use your own authority of the love of your mighty I Am presence as a transmuting power in your affairs to compel your affairs to give you freedom. You must use the authority of the sacred fire of your own life. And when that comes from your mighty I Am presence into a condition, then as the commanding presence, when you demand that the love of your mighty I Am presence charge into a condition and force it to give you your freedom, you will find your freedom here. You can also call forth that love to force any condition to give you protection against that which is not freedom, the freedom of the ascended host. So I trust you will enjoy using this command, and I know you will enjoy resting within the love of your mighty I Am presence to you as you give it your own love first. And the day you are happy in loving your presence and resting within its love, you will not fail to use its authority and power of the sacred fire and charge it into your problems and into your affairs, and demand and command that the authority of the sacred fire of your mighty I Am presence force every condition to yield you the freedom of eternity and protect you in everything that is the perfection of the presence. So I commend you this hour to the happiness that will be yours as you experiment with loving your presence and resting within its love as the solution of every problem in your world this hour. And may you feel them as a blazing sun presence shedding its sacred fire of eternal love into you and your affairs as the morning sun sheds its radiance to the world and brings the illumination by which mankind see where their freedom abides and the way to attain it. So I turn you again to your beloved I Am presence. I'm the great cosmic law of cosmic love that demands that you love your presence, your beloved I Am presence, and rest within the love of its heart, there to abide until its sacred fire sheds its radiance, its power, and its blessings into all around you with the command that all in manifestation yield you invincible, eternal freedom. This is the victory that takes you to your ascension. So I enfold you in the victory of my heart's love for you that wants your freedom, that you in turn may be a son of that freedom to life wherever you abide and never again know aught but the miracles of its perfection. May the angels of the violet flame abide with you. Be the release of that sacred fire that transmutes all things into the perfection of the mighty I Am presence for eternity. I thank you and commend you to your freedom tonight by that love that placed you here. May you feel it and be it and command it to manifest until life forever blesses you because it has been raised into our octave of perfection forever. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for your love to us through the ages. Now may our love come back to you and give you everything to assist in the gigantic task of cleansing the earth and turning mankind back to God, that they may have the freedom which your love forever bestows. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred love of the sacred fire and such commanding authority of the mighty I Am presence that it forces everything in this world to give us our freedom for eternity, that we may in turn compel mankind set free until no longer can anything exist that desecrates that which is of God. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of the love of your heart and compel the authority of your eternal freedom to forever control everything in our beings and worlds with full power. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed Saint Germain, and all the ascended host whose love through the ages has brought us this far in the light. Now may that forever take its dominion wherever we abide. Compel freedom to all life for eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before, for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in your luminous presence and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of this world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into its distress the sacred fire of eternal freedom. Compel it to rule wherever we abide and forever expand, though the earth itself is raised into a sun of eternal freedom. All mankind stand ascended and free. We thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with that one enfolding mighty stroke of that worldwide flame of eternal freedom. May the sacred fire of almighty authority and command of the earth clothe the earth in its blazing power and hold command for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all the original divine way without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the authority of the love of the mighty I Am Presence to move into all outer physical conditions and force them to yield us our invincible freedom for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of all its cosmic power blaze its sacred fire around us all and hold its invincible victory everywhere. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect. Peace, 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 give you peace, that you may multiply it for the Prince of Peace forever holds command. We thank you.